escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, 8 o'clock, K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Welcome to the prequend. Lots to get to over the course of this morning, including but not limited to Disneyland tickets in about an hour for one day, one park passes to celebrate the 70th anniversary of Disneyland Parks. And this hour we got multiple chances for you to win tickets to a advanced screening of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. If you're able to identify short guys like Tom Cruise, it will be a short King Spring indeed.
He's not the only famous short person, which you'll find out. Yeah, when we do the game.
We will get to all of that coming up this hour right here on the world-famous K-Rock. I'm Klein. That is Allie.
Hi.
There's DJ Omar Khan right Hello. There. You know him as Jake Z Nerd. He's going to be going to the Bone Zone later tonight, he believes, in the back room. Vanessa, buried under piles and piles of trash.
Klein's trash.
My trash. That's my treasure. And there's Postmaster Johnny. Together, we are Klein Alley Show. Good morning. Show in a moment. We'll get into a little round and name that short guy. Your chance to see Tom Cruise, one of the most famous short guys ever in Mission Impossible Final Reckoning. If you'd like to play that game with us, you can call 800-520-1067. Let's clear out some phone lines now. A lot of topics people are texting in about. The AI influencers would not buy from a human and or a bot. Well, it's not about buying necessarily. It's just from being influenced. You don't even realize. Sometimes it's that subtle influence that hits you over and over and over again where finally you're like, what is this thing I keep hearing about?
Yeah, well,
I got to get it.
It's not about good influence.
No, Allie started
taking... It's just about influence.
You started taking beef... What the hell were you taking? Beef tallow or beef liver or something? Because you kept seeing everyone was saying you want to look younger, start eating beef pills or beef...
Yeah, I was the sucker that bought beef liver.
Allie was eating beef liver.
And then after a month, they were like, do you want to renew? I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, but you see it enough.
Why was I doing this?
There must be something to this. Go ahead. Hi, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. Hello. K-Rock, hello.
Hey.
Hello?
Who's this?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. She's
back. Thought you'd never call again.
She is back? That's rude. I mean, I even told myself I would never call into your channel anymore, and it just seems like nothing has changed. You just have, like, a bad little attitude, but congrats on your YouTube Live, I guess.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, this is the world's most hateable influencer who calls our show sometimes. And I should have realized we'd hear from you because we were talking about the rise of the AI influencer. How concerned are you that you are being completely replaced by avatars and AI?
Look, I know that AI could never do what I do. These AI influencers, I mean... They're letting anybody have a channel now, anybody have a podcast now, and if you follow me, it will give you content that you cannot get from, like, some stupid robot with big boobs.
Sounds great. I would follow that. Do you have a name for that robot with the big boobs? Or?
Yeah, we don't follow.
You're so funny. No wonder you've made YouTube not cool.
So, thank you. So, have you found that your brand deals are suffering since so many companies are now putting money behind the AI influencers, known as the A-influencers?
Absolutely not. I have started charging double, so some of my requests have gone down, but I just wanted to share some of the things that you can get on my channel if you actually subscribe.
Sure.
Okay, what are they?
If you follow me, I will tell you the one word that will make a guy date you every time.
Oh.
And what is that word?
You want to share it, or?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
Got it.
But I am going to tell you the five things that will get you a 30% raise in the next week.
Okay. Oh, you're doing this sort of stuff now. Wow, you've really evolved. You know, it's funny. When you used to call, it was all about Coachella, Weekend One, and all this crap. Now you've kind of moved on to the whole clickbaity version of influencing.
Yeah, you're a different kind of basic.
I will tell you how to turn your hemorrhoid cream into your fave new moisturizer.
Ooh.
Okay, great. You're doing all this stuff.
I hear that works.
Yeah, that's what we heard. Butt cream makes great facial stuff.
It's true.
You can also mix it with compost to make a really great foundation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
All right, well.
The thing is that these AI people think that they're experts, but I am an expert. And if you don't believe me, you can check out my new podcast. It's called Suck My Talk.
Oh.
And my guest next week is the Pope.
The Pope?
The new Pope you have already booked?
What?
It's going to be epic.
How?
Okay. Well, there you have it. The influencer.
I'm wondering what she's going to talk to the Pope about.
Yeah. What's your first question for the Pope?
Excuse me? Is that that other old guy?
Yeah, that's Omar. He wants to know what you're going to talk to the Pope about.
Okay, Mr. You're going to have to download and subscribe and, give the $15 a month for my Patreon to find out exactly.
Whoa.
Wow.
But Pope stuff.
Pope stuff. Oh. Got it. Okay. There she is. Everyone hates her, but thanks for calling back in. She's not concerned at all about being replaced by AI. That is the world's most hateable influencer. Thanks for calling.
I also just wanted to give a shout out because that one influencer that just got shot on her live stream,
right.
I mean, absolutely epic.
Whoa. What are you,
epic?
The
amount of followers that she is getting from that, I mean, it's like clearly another level.
She was murdered. Murdered in cold blood.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Okay, great. What? There she is. Wow, she is hateable. There she is, everyone.
Tune in for Pope Stuff. Bye.
Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. Summer blockbuster time is officially here, and we have up for grabs right now a pair of tickets for you. And this is an advanced screening, so you will see it before the general public, which already makes you way cooler and way more in the know. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, only in theaters Friday, May 23rd, but you will get to go to an early screening of that movie. Always fun, always good, and yes, they always star the great Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise is a real deal movie star. And he has overcome obstacles, primarily being super short, to become the movie star that he is.
I remember when I was younger, I used to hear rumors that they would put him on, like, apple boxes.
Yeah.
So that he could reach the female lead and kiss her properly
right.
in the shot.
Yeah, he's a short guy, but does not stop him from being an international box office superstar. And that is why, in honor of this prize, we are going to play a brand new game we've never before played called Name That Short Guy.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to name that short guy.
Name that short guy.
Because Tom Cruise is short.
Name that short guy.
Aren't we clever?
Name that short guy.
So Allie's going to give you clues, and then I think Omar has some sound, audio of different short guys, and all you have to do is name the short guy in the audio clip, and everyone who gets theirs right, Allie will write your name down, we'll pick one of you. Actually, we'll pick two of you and send you to an advanced screening of Mission Impossible, and I'm sure they'd be thrilled that this is how we are giving away the tickets to celebrate the fact that Tom Cruise has overcome his own shortness.
It's
be a huge star.
A great way to get the word out about the film, and we didn't have to fly on the wings of an airplane to promote this film like Tom Cruise did.
Yeah, the true Mission Impossible for him is reaching any of those desserts on the top shelf. That is the Mission Impossible he cannot achieve.
Get the cookie jar.
But
what
was
that? Was the final movie?
That's just him trying to get the cookies.
Mission Impossible.
He has to climb on the step stool, and he's got to climb on the counter.
Reaching my freezer.
Yeah, I get it. All right, let's get to it. Let's say hi to first contestant out of the gate. From Northridge, we say good morning to Alba on K-Rock. Good morning, Alba.
Hi, good morning.
All right, get ready to name that short guy. Here we go.
All right, question one. Here we go. Listen closely. This morning show host claims that he is 6 feet tall, but is probably lying about his height. Which morning show host am I talking about? If you need a bigger hint, here's a clip.
You're a pink pony girl.
Come on.
What's your guess?
Stupid.
No. Sorry, I can't think of anybody.
Seriously?
Here's another clue.
No, let's not.
I just
her...
go around grooming young boys.
Let's any
not,
ideas?
We don't need to give her any more clues, guys. I'm picking up where this game is going already.
It rhymes with blevin' blind.
No, she didn't get it. Don't give her the ticket. She didn't know.
All right.
So sorry.
Wow, and really? Is that even, how we're starting?
By the way, that's even more insulting than her guessing it was me. Her saying, I don't know. Is the most
insulting in the whole game.
That's please, everyone say you don't know.
That's the most painful way we could have dealt with that. All right, let's go to another clue. I'm glad you guys started the game fine. Just name that short guy.
Oh,
we
my
said
God.
We said hi to Chris in Long Beach. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bevin Blind.
Thank all you. Right. All right, here we go. Get ready. Clue number two. It's name that short guy. Someone's going to get to see the most successful short guy ever, Tom Cruise, up on the big screen.
The
or as he calls it, the even bigger screen, Mission Impossible Final Reckoning.
All right, question two. The world's shortest man was just under 2 feet tall and was born in Nepal, but that's irrelevant. Who's this guy?
I'm boned up. I am boned up.
Oh, stupid.
Any ideas?
So dumb.
Kevin Klein.
That's correct.
Hold on. You got yours right. Well, lucky you.
Are you going to be a poor sport? Come on, it's a fun game.
Am I the answer for every one of these?
Not necessarily.
What does that
there's
mean?
A lot of different there's, short guys out here that I'm spotlighting.
There's so many short people on the planet. The planet is full of short people.
I know, there's a few.
I don't even think I'm the... There's like four people shorter than me on this actual radio show, believe it or not.
None of them lie about their height.
Lie about my... I never said 6 feet.
Vanessa
said,
knows she's a little person.
Whoa, I'm not a little person. I'm 4'11".
First of all.
Yes. Relax.
What a funny way to react. You reacted in such a little person
say
way.
Say that's my face. Oh, yeah. Wait, you can't reach
whoa,
it.
Whoa. So that was your dwarf voice?
That was the craziest reaction ever. Vanessa, we know you're a little person. That's Vanessa.
Hey, listen to me, wise guy.
She's coming in here.
Who are you calling short?
Hold on. Vanessa's all fired up in there. Listen to her. Oh, no.
Wah, 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 wah.
She just fell in the toaster. All right, moving on.
All right.
Vanessa, you done with your tantrum?
Stop it. I'm done.
Meow. How long does this go on for?
A while. All right, moving on. Once again, we're in the process of naming that short guy. Up for grabs, your tickets to go see the great Tom Cruise.
All right, Chris got his right. Who's next?
Let's say hi to Anthony. Anthony, welcome to Name That Short Guy and K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sweet dibs.
Sweet dibs. Dibs.
All right, question three. The famous French leader Napoleon was well known for his height. I'll also give you a soundbite of one of his most famous quotes. Play it, Omar. That's what Napoleon said, what's your answer?
Oh, my God, I don't know. That's not Klein. Vanessa.
What? What's happening?
Well, the question.
I didn't think this game would be so hard.
The question was worded terribly.
Okay.
It was very confusing.
I'm not
going to
lie,
game.
I don't understand the question either.
Yeah, I mean, Allie, once again, you've taken a very simple concept and you've figured out a way to completely butcher it. Who is the person that they're playing the clip of? That's what she's trying to get at.
Allie.
All right, this guy's...
See, you put it even better, and he still didn't get it. Not my fault.
He's the problem. All right, good morning. You're on K-Rock now. We move on. It's Name That Short Guy. I think we've only gotten one person that's been successful so far, which is crazy, because I can already tell the way this game is going, and it appears that I'm the answer for every question. But let's move on.
Don't give it away.
And we'll see. I don't know if they'll still figure it out. Chris, hold on 1 second. This is Tim in Orange County. Tim, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. How goes it?
Hey, what's happening? I met you guys at the Halloween show. I was Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
Oh, you dressed as Tom Cruise.
Well,
perfect.
Gave Allie a few smokes. Yeah,
perfect for this question. Question four. This Mission Impossible action hero's real mission is to be taller than this guy.
I'm a Ricky Martin head.
Kevin Klein.
There you go.
Well, you got it right. He's figured out the game. Nice job. Hold on 1 second. Not a hard game to win. Yeah, it's the second guy to get his right. Tim got his right, and Chris got his right. And we only have time, I can't believe it, but we only have time for one more question in the game, Name That Short Guy. And we say hi to, we go to Ontario, California. Hello, you're on K-Rock, good morning.
Hey, Sweet Dibbits.
Sweet Dibbits, here we go.
All right, by the sound of how you said hello, I'm just going to give you this. Who's this?
Give me some stank.
Who is that?
That would be the great effing Kevin.
There we go.
All right, thank you. My old school radio name. Congratulations. All right, Allie. Three guys got their questions right in the hardest game ever, Name That Short Guy. If you're just joining us, I was the answer to every question. And I'm 5'11". Potentially 6 feet.
Potentially.
There's no way you're 5'11".
No way.
It's getting pretty damn close,
guys.
You
got a couple inches on Vanessa, top.
Stop it. Now I'm mad, okay? Now you fired me up. Hold on. We're going to give all you guys tickets. Hold on 1 second. You guys were nice enough to play the game. You're all going to go to Mission Impossible, a screening, our gift to you on K-Rock.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Would you agree with the following statement or strongly disagree that it is okay to have a crush on someone else, regardless of if you're in a relationship or not?
Of course.
Okay, now, follow-up question. Is it okay to have an inappropriate crush? You know that the person that you have a crush on is inappropriate for a variety of reasons. Could be coworker, could be relative.
Could be a canceled celebrity.
Maybe it's a friend, like you've got a friend and they're dating someone and you've got like a weird crush on the person they're with.
You're family member.
Right. In your case, your cousin, second step cousin, as you like to point out from time to time, inappropriate crush is a real thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes makes it even more crushable because you go, this is so wrong, and it makes you want it even more.
Your wife was an inappropriate crush?
No, because I didn't know her until she was 21 and I was 25 or whatever, and there was nothing inappropriate about it.
Okay.
The way you tell the story feels inappropriate because I was in 12, high school, and she was in middle school, but I met her briefly and didn't even know who she was.
So this person that I knew years ago said that her husband met her when she was a child, and he was like 10 years older, and he said, one day I'm going to marry that girl. And she was like 10 at the time.
Now, that's very weird and inappropriate.
But he waited.
Who would say that about a 10-year-old?
I don't know.
One day I'm going to marry that girl to a 10-year-old?
And then she eventually got older. She was 20. He was 30. They dated. They've been married ever since. They're very happy and have 3 kids. But at the time, it was very inappropriate. But he knew.
Was she like a smoking hot 10-year-old?
Very. Well, I don't know what she
clip.
Was.
Someone pull that clip. Pull that clip. Pull it. Omar, you pull that clip. Was she a smoking hot 10-year-old? What a great follow-up question. Allie, was she? Answer the question.
I mean, I didn't know her at 10. I knew her after she was married. But she was very hot. At 20.
But can you even tell that story at a wedding? Can someone even go up and can he even say, I knew when she was 10 I was going to marry her? Doesn't the whole place just go, ugh? Like, how does that, no one's going to applaud that?
It's kind of beautiful that he was like, I met my soulmate at this age.
Look, I understand when people do that weird relationship math, especially if you're dating and there's a big age gap where you say something. Isn't it funny that when I was graduating high school, you were just being conceived? And you're like, oh, when you put it like that, that's weird.
Yeah.
Or like when I was in college, you were in elementary school. But it's very different to play the hypothetical number game versus the reality of, like, I met you at 10 and I decided I was going to get married. Do you have an inappropriate crush?
Yeah, well, I have not. It's not inappropriate anymore, but it was at the time. I have two people like that, actually, because the first one was Emma Watson, and I had a crush on her since Harry Potter, and she was very young in that. But now she's, like, older and of age and hot, so it's okay. But Sadie Sink from Stranger Things, when that show was on, I was like, ooh, that girl's really hot, but that's probably not appropriate to say because she's a teenager.
Which one is she, the waffle one?
No. She's the redhead. And now she's on Broadway and she's like, you know, 20 or 21 or something. And I'm like, oh, now I can be public about my crush on Sadie Sink.
Oh, so you had to keep that
closeted.
Right, because it was inappropriate and everyone looked at you like you were a weird
freak.
Yeah,
but I'm like, in 5 years, I'm going to tell the world.
Yeah, Vanessa was saying, she probably won't want me to say this on the radio, but Vanessa was saying off the air that whenever she watches, like, high school shows, like,
okay,
let me say it.
Hold on. If you say it, I'm going to look bad.
I'm going to say it.
Vanessa's going to talk about her crush on the Peanuts character.
I'm going to say it how you said it, Vanessa, which is that whenever you watch high school shows.
Not whenever. Sometimes when I'm watching, like, a movie and they're all playing high schoolers, I'm like, whoa, why is that high school person looking good, but I know the actors and in their 20s, but then I check the age, I'm still like 10 years older, and I'm like, okay, all right, that's it.
Yeah, but hot is hot, right?
Good looking is good looking.
Yes.
But Vanessa, you're saying you feel inappropriate because even though they're playing high school kids, and it would be very inappropriate for you, a woman in her young 30s, to be dating a high school kid.
Yeah, I'm just saying, why are they... They just look good in the movie. That's it.
But then you check. You go so far as to check.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, ooh, where is he? Where else is he on? And then you check their IMDb.
Are you spending some alone time with yourself?
And then it tells you about their age.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop talking. Ali, so what about your crush?
No. Keep talking, Vanessa. You're getting there. So you're saying then you realize that they're not, even though they're playing high school, they're actually 20 or whatever, and you don't feel that bad about yourself.
I mean, 20, yeah, but still, I'm like 34. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. What about when someone is playing high school age and they're not high school age? Is it weird that you're attracted to that person? Because they're playing a teenager. But obviously, Hollywood wants us to be attracted to these people or they wouldn't portray them in such an attractive way. Stop being so hot, people.
Exactly.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, Jesus. Look who's come back from the old show.
Not all these crushes that are inappropriate have to do with age, I'm sure. But while we're on the subject, you know, at the gym that I go to, a lot of the students from the high school go to the gym at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, there are some people that, like, you know, they're hot now and they're going to be even hotter later. And that I think you can appreciate regardless of whether or not you have anything more than just that one thought.
I have heard people use this phrase, and I think it's weird and it skeeves me out, but they'll say it to like, you're going to be beautiful when you're older. And that seems like, and by the
you
way.
You don't tell people that.
No, I've heard people tell people that, uh-uh. And I've heard people tell like other parents that, like, oh man, your daughter's going to be real stunning when she's older. I'm like, what a strange thing to say. She's like 6.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a real uggo now.
I don't know how she's going to look so different than you guys.
She's going to change and be hot at some point.
Vanessa,
you're the ugly duckling.
Listen, the real thing, by the way, a lot of people say, I think it's inappropriate that I have a crush on some of you guys after hearing what you say every day on the radio. I agree. Inappropriate crushes.
Okay.
I have an inappropriate crush on a coworker that is married and know that there's no opportunity there, but it still feels like maybe there could be.
323 said this is just more proof that Vanessa's a child and she's just attracted to people her own age.
Okay, stop it. I know that people feel the same way.
I should go to that high school, as Vanessa's thinking. One day, when I'm old enough,
she's going to transfer.
Hey, wait a minute. I play that school in sports.
818, I'm new to the show. Is Vanessa still concussed?
Yes, I think so. K-Rock, we are Klein Ali Show. Ali returned to the dentist yesterday, and she reminded us of this in the podcast because, as you know, Ali does not believe that the dentists are real and that everything that she said, anti-flosser, And she wants everyone to know that she's not a flossing person. She will not floss. She doesn't care what they say.
I don't want to say that I'm flossing when I'm not is the only thing. I don't want to be lying anymore. And right. I don't want this relationship where I'm constantly telling you I floss when I don't really floss. And you're telling me, oh, good, yeah, make sure you floss more. It's all BS.
You were complaining yesterday on the Showtime podcast of how many reminders you got about this appointment. And there was a message for you on the goat line.
Hi, this message is for Allison Johnson. This is the dentist office trying to confirm your appointment for later today. We've tried several times with no luck. Please give us a call. Either way, we will be texting you a couple more times.
Okay. God damn it.
Hopefully you've been flossing because... Bleh.
All right. Okay. Well said. That's Allie's real dentist.
My dentist clearly would not say that, all right?
But you did make it, and you still continued with your I don't floss, and I'm not going to floss
well,
that I floss.
I actually had to do that all over again because the dentist office is under new management. The guy that was my original dentist sold his practice and is now operating with a new dentist. And he said, so it might feel a little different around here. Most of the services are going to be cheaper. And I was like, what?
Allie got soaking wet.
How is that?
She heard that.
How is that possible? And, of course, he did all the other things that I would predict any dentist do, which is, hey, you know what? It's been a while.
X-rays.
Do a new x-ray.
Yeah, got to get some of them x-rays.
You know what? There's a few teeth here that I'm a little concerned about. And, yeah, it could be up to you whether or not you want to have them filled because they're so small. But I would just have them filled now. Let's just do it now. You'd rather do it now than later when it's an even bigger cavity. And I'm like, I'm fine with a bigger cavity. I don't care.
It's your favorite thing.
And then, yeah, exactly. I love a big cavity. And then there were these passive-aggressive questions that were like, so, you a big sweet tooth? I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, not really. They're like, So, like, more like acid stuff, like LaCroix and stuff? I was like, no.
So you're basically saying your mouth's all janky.
Yeah. Oh. And then I was like, well, do you use toothpaste with fluoride in it? I'm like,
what? Yeah, you look like someone who loves desserts. What are you getting at, sir?
I know, exactly. Then I'm noticing on the TV in front of me, which is great, flat screen TV in front of me, it's actually kind of a nice little break that you get to sit in a chair, you get to relax, lean back and watch. In this case it was Animal Planet, and
Bold call.
It was like Barack Obama narrating some kind of giraffe birth or something, and I was like, oh, this is such a great family friendly show to have on in the dentist office. And he goes, yeah, you know, when I don't want to talk to people and I meet a patient that I dislike and don't want to listen to,
I put on this exact show that you're watching right now. And you're like, all right, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
No, because usually when you go in there, you can't hear the show, right? It's just really low volume or there's subtitles.
Ah, so he'll put the volume up.
All the way up. He said he'll make it at a normal to loud level so that it drowns out the person, or they feel like, well, the TV's on, I don't want to interrupt. And they're just quietly there with, you know, tools in their mouth.
And out of curiosity, what was the volume level at during your appointment?
Minimal. But I did say, you know what? In the future, now I know, if you turn the volume way up when I've arrived, that's the indicator you don't want to talk
to
me.
Now you know. If your dentist doesn't like you, it's because they're putting volume on full blast.
Yeah, so I'm on to you, Dennis.
They don't need to make small talk. Allie is a full-on anti-dentite, according to the text line. It's so true. We'll take a quick break. Back with your news, then your tickets to go to Disneyland. That'll be next. Four Disneyland tickets are in your future, but first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
When someone breaks into your house, it's scary, it's violating, and in this case, nobody stole anything, but what they did do in the house was hilarious, in my opinion. That makes it better, I guess. This just happened in Echo Park, and you decide who is the hero, the victim or the suspect.
New at 11, police arrested a man in Echo Park after he was found asleep and naked in a bed that was not his own.
The intruder didn't steal anything, but he destroyed a lot of things inside the home and then fell asleep naked inside of a bedroom.
Someone had broken into my home, robbed me, and had left.
Michael thought that was the end of his wild night. But then he walked into his house.
He ate a box of ice cream sandwiches. Oh. He ate Dole Whip, a whole box of Beyond Beef burgers. He stuck in the microwave, cooked them, and then ate them.
And Michael's stash of chewing gum.
And I had a fresh pack with 60 inside, unopened. He opened it up, chewed all of them,
wow,
and then spit a big wad of gum about this big, the size of a softball, on my kitchen table.
On the back patio, Michael says the intruder used a statue to kill a possum.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And at one point, I thought he was the hero.
Very like Jake moves right there. I mean, beyond the... Before I go out,
F you, possum!
Aside for that Beyond Beef crap, I mean, that guy's got a pretty stocked fridge right there.
Dole whip, ice cream sandwiches, gum.
Yeah, good stuff going on there.
Yeah, and this guy was out of town, so he was probably just hanging out in this guy's house for a while, not stealing anything, just deciding to raid this guy's fridge. But at one point, I guess on the video surveillance, all of the food that he ate caught up with him, and he started, like, frantically looking for Gas X.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then he took a bunch of Gas X and he chugged a bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
Mm. Yeah, this is a different type of person, I guess, if, you know, usually you'd want to go in, grab some stuff, and get out.
But now it's like, you know what, I'm not even taking any. Like, what do you even do? Like, obviously this guy broke the law by breaking and entering, but he didn't take anything. He just was a nuisance.
Well,
he was like one of those bears.
It's destruction of someone else's property. It's breaking and entering still. I mean, there's a lot of charges there, but... It is almost more frustrating in some ways. If someone goes in, grabs a couple pieces of jewelry and leaves, that's like what you're used to.
You can at least file a claim for that.
Yeah, at least you have to burn your bedding.
Ice cream sandwiches.
I know, you're not going to call your insurance company and they're like, how many ice cream sandwiches did he eat?
Right. Well,
you know, but I think that when a bear breaks into someone's house and does this, it's adorable.
Yeah, that's true. And then we are officially hitting that time of the year where bears will start being in pools again and bears will start going inside to cool off and there'll be that viral ring footage.
I can't wait.
Get it every year right around this time.
I love it. In-N-Out doesn't change their menu often. You decide whether this counts as a real menu change. It's interesting because we were just talking about going organic versus non-organic in petty claims yesterday. In-N-Out is taking out artificial ingredients from their menu. So there will be no food dyes or high fructose corn syrup in their menu items anymore. And I don't think they really have much of that in their burgers, but they said as part of their ongoing commitment to provide customers with the highest quality ingredients, we've removed artificial coloring from our strawberry shakes and our signature pink lemonades, and we're also transitioning to an upgraded ketchup, which is made with real sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup.
Wow.
Which should pair nicely with your delicious French fries.
But nothing is changing. It's always, I saw this headline too, it was such clickbait. They're like, what's In-N-Out doing to change the menu?
I know, anytime you see In-N-Out menu change, you're like, what's going on? What's going on?
And they're like, they're adding another palm tree to the cup. And you're like, what? Nothing. Why would they tease me with it every time?
I know. This is an actual change. The Foo Fighters have announced their first 2025 show. So obviously, because of the scandal and everything with
Foo Fighters!
Fathering a child outside of his marriage and canceling the remainder of their shows for 2024. Then he was kind of like peppered into some shows that were already happening. And now they have announced that they're doing an official show, but it's not local at all. It's Saturday, October 4th at the Singapore Grand Prix. So they're starting very far away. And I imagine they'll just inch closer and closer to America.
So you won't get caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Smart. Yeah, smart.
I'm going to go to Singapore where you can't get a hold of me.
All right, well, here's the good news. If you're a Foo Fighters fan, you can see Foo Fighters again. You have to go to Singapore. If you're a Disneyland fan, we got great news for you right now. Looking for caller 20, 800-520-1067. Let's give you 4 tickets the second this song is done on K-Rock.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.